Yeah, so you reckon you're Gussie, right? If you point at something, will he look at it, will he?
No, if I point in a certain direction, he'll go to it.
Right.
For example, if he's at the back door and I don't want him to go out, I'll point the other way and he'll walk that way.
Oh, yeah. Which is the subject of one of the most...
But he's not...
The oldest jokes in the English language.
Which one?
When a bloke goes into the chemist and said, have you got any talcum powder? And the chemist goes, ah, yes, walk this way. And he goes, if I could walk that way, I wouldn't need talcum powder.
Oh, that's right, of course.
The chemist shop is a logo. We've often debated whether the doctor's surgery or the golf course is the location of most jokes ever told in the history of the world. Chemist shop has the odd entry, doesn't it?
The chemist shop. Oh, and the doctor's surgery.
And the doctor's surgery, yes.
And the golf course.
And the golf course, yes.
Mm-hmm. What other places? Oh, the bar.
Yes, the bar has got a few. Well,
horse goes. Horse goes into a bar, and the barman says, "Why the long face?"
Yeah, but the bar is only the subject of a joke when you walk into it. Are there any jokes in a bar that exist without someone walking in?
I get what you're getting at, but I think
there's a bloke in a bar.
Yeah.
All bar jokes starts with a bloke walks into a bar.
No. There's one where the people have been there for some time. The two Irish fellas who one says, you know, where are you from? And he says, I'm from Killarney. And, you know, what town? And he says, Fitzpatrick. And what street? And it turns out that he says, that's amazing because I live there and blah, blah, blah. And they go on and on. And the barman says that the Murphy twins are drunk again. Remember that one?
I've never heard of it in my life, but I'll tell you a joke. I'll tell you a joke out of six that involves people in a bar, not necessarily walking into it. It's 6 o'clock at AFW.